you not liking what he did does not speak.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christina. May I have the phone number associated with your account?
Yes, 917-225-6964.
Thank you for that information. Please allow me one moment to locate your account.
Surely. I can give you the account info if you'd like.
Will you verify the name and address for me, please?
Yeah, Paul Fine, 210 Willow Avenue Extension, North Plainfield, New Jersey, 07063. FeinbergPaul@yahoo.com. The account number is 242-276-10012.
Thank you for that verification, and how may I help?
Well, I was wondering, I was reading in one of these blogs, not a blog, but on the Facebook, they said this. I'll read it to you, and maybe you could tell me if they're crazy or not. It said, did everybody see the announcement made by Eagle Moss to request your free corrected license plate for the Ecto-1? Is there such a thing that I need to correct to ask for? I mean, I didn't get an announcement, and you guys, you run a pretty good company there. I almost doubt this announcement, so that's why I'm calling. I mean, I'd like to, if they did a modification of the license plate, of course I'd like it, but it's hard for me to believe that you wouldn't have told me already.
I know we had one that, or like I've seen a couple where the plate was kind of off center and we reshipped them.
Wait, I know you. What's your name?
Christina, how are you?
Oh,
Mr. Feinberg?
Paul. How are you? You can call me Paul Christina. I knew I liked the voice. The intelligence was taking me away again. It's like, oh, I know this person.
Indeed. I don't know for certain, but okay. I'll just reship you one.
Oh, all right. That's fine.
I know there were some that were messed up. Like it was off center and it wasn't like the black outline was only showing on certain parts. But
yeah, that's, you know, what's funny is these groups here that I've gotten onto, I didn't even realize they existed pretty much. This is how naive I am. And started going in there. This guy in England is making all these modifications for like replacing some of the components, you know, with really, really accurate stuff. And I saw the Ecto-1 prototype at the Comic-Con in 2019. It was beautiful. I mean, there was nothing wrong with it. And so my attitude prior to getting involved with this, because thanks to you, I think, I'm helping Eagle Moss out. Now, when you guys get a technical question from a customer, it gets forwarded to me, and I answer it for them.
Did they make that happen?
Yes, they did.
Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome. I saw that, like, in our emails and stuff, you know, they provided us with the information to forward. And I kept thinking, I wonder if that was Mr. Feinberg. But I didn't know how to verify.
Call Christina. Now, yeah, seriously, you're so sweet.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm just saying. I just thought you must have said something nice because I did. At one point, I mean, not everybody is like you, although they're getting better. Generally speaking, everything is much more smooth now. But so I think that's been great. And so I'm building Eleanor now, and I'm building the 1701D, and I just got the final shipment for the DeLorean. Just came 2 days ago. Yeah, so that should be done maybe this weekend. And then I've got the Aston Martin, which I got to catch up on, and then the Ecto-1. But it's funny, I now I'm on these blogs and I'm looking at what this guy has. They're not cheap, you know, they're not cheap, but they're really nice add-ons. But with like the DeLorean, I felt the DeLorean was so perfect the way you guys did it, I didn't want to add anything. Now I see that there's some cool stuff you can put on, but we'll see.
Right.
Because I ordered all the extra stuff for the to make the DeLorean, the 50s version, and then the one with the railroad wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have all those components, but I don't want to tear down what I have. I would rather just make the other two at some point. And that's what I was hoping, that at some point, Eagle Moss, for those who have bought all that stuff, maybe they could offer a whole package where they could get all the parts for the basic car. If they, you know, built it already, and bought the add-ons for those other two versions. I don't know if they would do that, but I bet you they would.
I believe so. I mean, we had a lot of requests for the complete kits, and they did end up coming out with one for the solar system. So it is something that they may possibly do. I would just reach out, to the home office and see. I mean, if you mention things to them and they get enough customer requests, then that typically gets a better response than if it's just us here at customer service mentioning it.
Okay. No, there's a woman named Laura, Laure, that I think is in Europe,
mm-hmm.
who that's the person I have a contact with. And the last few emails I sent her, I don't know if she's doing the stuff, but in one case, I think one of your customers for the Nissan GTR, he actually had a defect in his it's like a key fob, I think, that powers the car, the lights, and because he had reinstalled it a couple of times, and I went back and forth with him, and I really think you, so I requested that if she could get someone to go send him a functional one, basically, because he'd already gone through two. I never heard whether she did it or not, and then you know what one's really interesting, too? Eleanor has all the videos. They send you to the video to watch. And it's funny. I don't know how much detail they want me to report back, but I'm all caught up with everything they've given me. But the problem with Eleanor was one of the things when you're installing the lights, I think it's in – I think it's the third – no, maybe it's the fourth or fifth packet. That lighting, you can't install it unless you do it a little bit different than what they have in the instructions.
Really?
Yes. You've got to put the wires through the – it's hard to explain. But you have to literally – you can't do one of the things in the order they have it. It has to be – but they do it on the video that the correct way so people can see it. But I should probably – I'll keep notes of all this at some point because if they address some of this stuff, then, they can fix it. But that Eleanor is beautiful, and so is the 1701D. That Starship is gorgeous.
I want to see that one on the light-up base because I just think that is going to be, absolutely beautiful, the way it lights up and everything.
Oh, whoever designed that was smart because they have you test the lighting components as you go through it. And it's brilliant. Good. The other ones, it's almost like, I have no idea if the DeLorean's going to light. I have no idea.
Bless your heart. I had a guy call a couple of weeks ago. And he had just gotten complete. I don't know what part it is that's sent towards the end, but he found out that apparently his lighting wasn't going to work. And, he didn't know if it was the circuit board or what was causing it. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. So I researched all of the electrical component issues and just reshipped him everything. And all I could think was, I hope that guy don't have to tear down that whole car and redo
Christina,
everything.
Christina, you are amazingly nice.
I try.
I can't believe you would do something like that. Wow, what a sweet lady.
I try. I mean,
change.
Kindness only costs $0 and 0 cents, and everyone benefits from it. So I figure
why not.
Well,
that's the truth, but wow, what fortitude of character. Oh, I love it. Oh, do you have a twin sister that's not married?
I wish. She would be awesome. She would be my best friend, but unfortunately, no.
Oh, man.
But, are you on Facebook?
Yes. Yeah,
do you do
Paul
social
Feinberg.
Media? I looked for you, and I couldn't find you, and I was like, well, there were a lot of Paul Feinbergs, and
right.
I was like, which one?
Can you get it with an email? FeinbergPaul@yahoo.com? Can you do that?
I didn't think of that, but now I'm going to. Good,
yeah.
That's good to know. So I will look you up via email.
Yeah,
there was a lot of
there are a lot of them over the years.
Yeah, there were a lot of Paul Feinbergs, and I'm like, I don't know which one it is, but I had a blonde moment. I didn't even think to pull up your email address and look.
No. Of course, would accept your friendship right away. If you want to do it right now, I'll take you right now.
Absolutely. I'm going to make sure I can find you. Yes. But yeah, I got those. I just resent you both plates because I wasn't sure which one it would actually be. So,
okay.
Whichever 10 full line plate or number plate, whichever one it is, you'll get
thank
both.
You so much, Christina. You didn't have to do that. I just was wondering if this announcement was real because, you know, I didn't get anything from Eagle Moss, and Eagle Moss is never shy about sending me information.
I have not heard about that one. And I don't, that's not to say that it's not accurate, but I haven't heard about that particular email. And I don't know. That's really a good question.
Yeah. And one guy wrote here, says, where was the announcement? I asked a week or so ago. In the U.S., they said it would be shipped with issue 40. Now, I'm past 40 at that point, you know. I'm well past that, but I don't know.
I'm trying to pull you up, and I can't seem to find
you. Well, are you?
I
could send you a request.
Oh, is it Paul? It's Paul Feinberg at Yahoo?
At Feinberg Paul at Yahoo.
Oh, I couldn't find it under that way. Yeah, just send me one because I'm probably the only me in there. But it's Christy, C-R-I-S-T-I, Bruner, B-R-U-N-E-R, Lathan.
C-R-I-S-T-I, B-R-U-N.
E-R.
B-R-U-N-E-R.
And last name, Lathan. Well, married name, Lathan.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wow, you're beautiful.
Thank you. I gained a little bit of weight since that profile picture, but don't tell anybody.
No, you're gorgeous, brother.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm trying to figure out how to reach out now. So I've got you pulled up here, so I guess I have to send you a friend request, right?
Yes, sir, because I can't find you.
Okay, I'm looking. Okay, so... You know, Chrissy, how do I do it? How do I send a friend request?
Is it not letting you send one?
No, I have no idea how to do it. That's so strange.
If you pull up my profile, does it not say add friend there?
Okay, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try again because I don't want you to think I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot.
Sometimes they do a very good impersonation of one.
You couldn't possibly do anywhere close to as good an impersonation as half or, well, 75% of people in the United States, I assure you.
All right, so now I'm here I am, and I've got, okay, so here I am. I've got your beautiful face. I've got two little, are those your grandkids?
Those are my children.
Oh, okay. I thought so, because there's, like, no way that you're a grandmother. Not with
no.
And the reason I said was just recently, I thought when we were talking, you said that. And so in my mind, it's like, she sounds too young for that, but okay. All right, so I see Christie's about information. Then I see friends, posts. I'm looking for where I would do this. What do I have to look for?
Is there a little blue button like at the top of the page that says add friend anywhere?
Let's see, a share. share?
I might have it set up to where you can't send me one. What's on your profile picture?
It's a picture of me with a red jacket from Star Trek sitting in a captain's chair.
Let's see if I can find you. Paul M. Feinberg. There
yes.
we go. And from Spring Valley, New York?
That's where I graduated high school, yes.
There you are.
Consider that my home.
You should have a request from me now.
Well, I will definitely. Here I am, confirmed.
Good deal. I found you.
Yes, I'm delighted. Some
good
of those
deal.
Worse than others, but hopefully I'm getting to where I look like the better ones now. Although this week, I got to confess, I finally got up to running 2.25 miles, and I feel really very good about that because I'm sleeping better and all that. But it was weird. My stomach was getting strange, and I didn't know why it was hurting. So I actually allowed myself to sleep a little bit. I took more time off this week, and now I actually feel good again.
Awesome.
So I'm hoping that, you know, I didn't know if I told you, Christy, I've run in the New York City Marathon 7 times, and I have finished 5 times.
That is
and
impressive.
I really would love to run it again. Not that I run it fast, but I would really love to run it again. And if I do that at this age, you know, I would love to say, last time I ran, let's see, it was 1992. So we're looking at like 19 years ago. So I won't be ready for it.
You have got one on me. I will probably never be able to add that to my list of accomplishments, but I have the utmost respect for that. That is awesome. And I hope you run it again. And just to say you completed that is a feat, regardless of whether or not you win the race. It's awesome.
You are so sweet. You know, Christy, what I really, really want and what I've wanted since I was 16, I'm waiting to hear. I have an application out to NASA, and this is about my fourth one in, and I really want to be an astronaut. I don't know if they're going to let me or not, but I do feel the good Lord has guided me. And there was a nice lady the last time I applied who seemed to encourage me to apply. And I'm not sure she's the same one running through this right now, but when COVID struck, they delayed the process. And I got an email from her, a personal email, mm-hmm. that was, you know, not personal in the sense that it wasn't generated by a machine.
Right.
So what I did was I figured, well, you know what? I want her to know I'm thoroughly interested. So I called her office number back and left her a message thanking her for doing that. Because I want to be a part of that. I truly love that. I love what they do.
Awesome.
I'll commit to them. I'll commit to them for whatever life the Lord's got for me. I'll give them whatever working life I have left. I'll commit to them. I totally like
that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I figured you could understand that because just as I was going through your file, I see this is a real patriotic, wonderful lady. I mean, and I love
absolutely.
There's not
I
enough
love my country.
That. I do, too. That's why I'm hoping that Mr. Dimension Man is going to get thrown out before June 20th. I am holding on to that X-22 report seems to be implying that Donald Trump is waiting till people are starting to realize what they're realizing. And are they ever? This guy has screwed everything up.
My first thing, like when he first scammed his way in there, when everyone started talking about how he was attacking women's rights and then everybody gets in an uproar and I'm like, you guys should have seen this. Like, you really should have. I mean, the fact that you are all surprised now surprises me, but
exactly.
I hope so. I mean, gas, just look at the gas prices in itself. It's like, did you guys really not pay attention to the past 4 years and see how much we had improved over that period of time?
Oh, I know. They even have fake fact finders on Facebook. A friend of mine sent me a private message, you know, on Facebook. This guy, you would love him. Christy, you would love him. His name is John Hazelman. He's a graduate of Wharton Business School, which arguably is better than Harvard Business School. He's an older man. He's in his 70s now. I worked with him once before. This guy's brilliant, and he's patriotic, and he's a Christian. And when my wife was dying, I actually called him up and asked him to pray for her because I just love this man. He's just such a kind-hearted guy. And Sophia loved him, and I loved him. Anyway, to make a long story short, he sent me a thing about how what you just said, which I believe is 100% true, that we went from energy independent to totally dependent in 4 months, gone. Mm-hmm. And so this big notice is stamped across the thing on my, you know, as I'm reading it. This has been fact-checked, and it's not true. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, you know, fire your fact finders because that's ridiculous. This guy has taken every wrong step because they've deemed anything petroleum-based is evil. And I'll tell you right now, and I tell my students this, you know, honestly, I have my PhD in earth and environmental science. There is no evidence that CO2 is doing any of the things they're saying. It's insane. It's insane. And even let's pretend for a minute, let's pretend we've just had one too many Jack Daniels and we don't understand which way is up. And I'm going to, and I love Jack Daniels, by the way, especially that honey one. Oh, so good. Anyway, to make a long story short, let's pretend I'll say, okay, CO2 is causing it. And we stop up every tailpipe and every factory. We shut them all down. We've got massive unemployment. Nobody can feed their kids anymore. Guess what? 97% of the CO2 problem is natural. What are you going to do about Earth? Put her under arrest? That's not what's causing it. And even if it was, there's nothing you could do about it. But the point is, it's not that. And there's not even a one-to-one correlation. We've had a 20-plus year hiatus where it's not functioning the way it's supposed to if that relationship were true. These people, they talk about, we're following the science. You haven't followed the science through COVID or anything else, or your transsexuals wanting to compete in women's sports. Everything with you guys is a knee-jerk to the wrong side because you're all a bunch of leftist morons or you're behaving like that. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, these guys hate Christians, these governors of California that want to keep the churches shut. Who do they think they are?
Right. I mean, that was my thought exactly. Like, who do you think you are? But I think it boils down to that if we seriously, like, have to explain to a group of people or an individual, anyone, why you definitely have a difference between a boy and a girl and why you are not – why you – the whole – gender neutral or what is it that they non-binary it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. The Bible says specifically God made them male and female. That's it. There's just two. And the other thing I don't like, because I'm going to sound weird. I love women and I love championing their accomplishments. When they keep having these discussions, you have to, like, start talking to these people like they're not morons. You literally have to say, you can't compete because your musculature is different than a woman's. See, in NASCAR, when they race NASCAR, the idea is the cars are equitable so that it's a driver that wins, not the car.
Right.
So when you start putting on modifications that are outside the NASCAR rule book, that's not acceptable. This is the whole thing. I don't want women feeling bad because they don't have the musculature of a man. Well, okay, men don't have the temperament of a woman. They're not as organized. They're not as good at relationships. There's a lot of good things that each of the sexes brings to the table. And if you want to stay married, hopefully you're going to have an understanding woman, because guys, if it was left up to them, there'd be no families. All I'm trying to say is that how stupid this is, that they think it's okay for a guy that's had his you-know-what removed, that he can go and compete in women's sports and dominate there? What kind of idiot is that?
It's not acceptable. I mean, it's
of
just
course
not.
It's not.
And
you have a brain between your ears, of course it's not. But no, these people look at like you killed Bambi. So I sometimes say to my kids, you know, school kids, I go, and everybody always, they look at me like I killed Bambi. And then I'll say, I didn't kill Bambi, I killed your mom. You know, just to be like demented. But I'm serious, it's ridiculous. Absolutely.
It is. It
Living
really
in
is.
Denial.
And
you
then
know,
the parents that are like, you know, I'm not going to tell my child what to be and this, that, and the other. And like, I get that, you know, I don't believe that there's anything wrong with teaching a little boy to express his feelings and stuff like that. But there are differences. And my whole point has always been that since the ultrasound was invented, no mother went in there and the doctor looked at her, if she wanted to know, and said, your child is going to be whatever it wants to be.
Right.
Period.
Right. Good
Never
point.
Happens. They say
you
it's
remember
the
that
point.
Thing at John Hopkins? Remember that whole thing? What happened with that? There was an idiot at John Hopkins who basically, now I heard about this when I was a senior graduating in high school. And when I went to high school, you know, when you get certain people that resonate with you in your life, you resonate with me, for example, I'm interested in them and what they have to say and what their take is on things. And I'll probably adopt it right away. You know, that's usually how I am. I had a history teacher in 10th grade and it was an honors class. I wasn't sure I could do the work, but I loved this teacher. And I remember telling my father, I said, you know what? I want to keep it because I like this man. And I did exceedingly well. So I went on and I took honors American history in 11th grade. And I actually won the American History Award. And I love that. So 12th grade in New York State, you could opt for whatever you wanted. So I took AP, Advanced Placement European History again. But this woman, now I love women. Don't get me wrong. I do love them. And I'm interested in them. And I don't want them to ever be squashed. I hate that. I don't like abusive men. I remember seeing a guy manhandle his girlfriend on the street in Boston. And I was like, you don't handle her that way, you idiot. I wanted to punch him. I could have. I didn't know whether to get involved or not, but he didn't do any more than just grab her and turn her around sharply. But it's like, do not manhandle her, bastard. Oh, excuse me. So anyway, the point I'm getting at is I took this course with this woman who was supposedly she was into women's history. So I said, that's fine. By the end of the year, though, Christy, oh, I hated that class. She okay. made us hate our masculinity. She was so fascinated with this sex change stuff. She told us about this experiment at Johns Hopkins where apparently when they were doing a circumcision for the boy, they emasculated him. And so instead of trying to repair it surgically, they started feeding him the female hormones and constructing a woman's
parts and stuff.
Yeah, exactly, those parts. And so years later, I followed up with this. It must have been maybe even 20 years later on 60 Minutes. And that's, you know, that's mainstream media. So they really don't have – they probably don't have morals in mind, you know, a lot of these shows. I'm sorry. There's very few. I have trouble with some of Fox News' stuff, and now I'm mostly on Newsmax, and I have some trouble with them. But they're better than – Fox and Newsmax are better than everybody else so far. But to make a long story short – they found out this son of a this person who was behind the surgery was faking all the write-ups. What happened to the little boy, they kept him as a girl, never
it
told him the identity.
Wasn't it?
And he was completely socially maladjusted. And finally his mother, who loved her child regardless, told him because he needed to know. And he was so relieved. He knew he wasn't strange. He was acting on what he was. And so what he did was he paid. He had the sex change back. And this fraud at Johns Hopkins left and retired. All that stuff. And at a prestigious university, this went on. And that's the kind of crap these people are. It's phony science. It's fake. It's like this new – what is that race stuff they're teaching now? I forgot what they call the some stupid theory. These guys don't, they're not scholars. They can't, you have an argument with them, they can't even hold up.
Indeed.
And that's the whole thing. We've got to take them head on and beat the piss out of them, excuse me. But they don't have better brains than we do, and they're wrong.
Right.
They don't have God's approval. What they're trying to do is take our culture and destroy it.
Absolutely.
And I think there are a lot of special things. You know, Biden caused all this stuff in the Middle East right now with Israel. That's his fault because he started, he took the restrictions off of the sanctions, off of Iran. gave them money to start providing weapons to kick up another storm in Israel. That's his fault, too. All of this is his fault. The gas prices, everything is insane. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he's still, I'm sure, taking his kickbacks from his son for China and the Ukraine.
Of course.
That's never been disproved. It's true.
It is. I mean, they put everything like in black and white. You know, I'm very selective on the stories that I take to heart. But Gateway Pundit published the pictures of this young man, his Pornhub account, all of that for Biden's son. I mean, it was there. Like, you could not dispute that it was Hunter Biden at all. And I'm like, you have all of these details, knowing what this young man's done, and like, nobody cares. It just got swept under a rug, and I don't know, that whole situation, I still can't believe it, to be honest.
I think there's another shoe to fall, I hope. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that dear God is going to allow that soon. I mean, I've been following the X-22 reports, and it's almost like Donald Trump was waiting for this. I think there's some real bad people working against the audit in Maricopa County, Arizona. But they're discovering things elsewhere. And Mike Lindell already had pulled together a bunch of people on a podcast. I watched it. It was about 2 hours long. There was colossal fraud. That's why this bozo's in. He campaigned like he didn't have a heartbeat. Look, I hated Obama. I knew he'd be bad from the start. He was worse than I even thought he would be. But I knew he'd be unacceptable. Like you just were saying before, you guys are surprised about this? This, I bet you he's the one calling the shots on the foreign policy, because it has a Obama footprint, and it's just as ineffective as old leading from behind strategy. But Obama seemed to basically infuse all these stupid things into a guy that can't think. He's too old. And I'm not against old people. I love people. But I'm saying he's too old for that job, and it's not his fault. Well, it is his fault because he accepted it. But his wife, she's treasonous. She's not decrepit. She's not decrepit at all. She knows what he's like. So she's hiding that from the American people, selling us down the toilet, lying through her teeth or whatever she's doing. And then we got the they're telling us that this guy that campaigned out of a bunker except for the last couple of weeks, right? He beat Obama by 10 million votes. I don't believe that.
And he couldn't even fill a crowd with Obama giving a speech on his behalf.
No,
I mean,
he can never fill those. They had that problem constantly, and the mainstream press wouldn't even report that.
Right.
That's
and then
I loved when Trump would call out the fake news. They deserved
absolutely.
It.
They did. Absolutely. I mean, you know, I don't have a problem with them necessarily bashing who I am going to vote for. But if you're going to release evidence on one side, do it for both. Let's not pick sides.
Exactly.
Report honestly.
And they're not even handed anymore. And neither is the court system. What happened to our conservative justices not taking up these cases?
Right.
They're refusing them on the basis of no standing but not no merit. What kind of hairs are you splitting? The country's in crisis now, and we have to take it back. I don't even Rudy Giuliani said something that shocked me, but I think he probably told the truth. I don't see lies in his character like I do in some of these other characters out there, Nadler and all these other Schumer. I don't trust them as far as you can throw them, but Giuliani, I do believe. I watched what he did to New York City because I was starting my doctoral program when it was at its worst. He cleaned it up. But he said that in Georgia, those two senators did win, the Republicans, and the Dominion voting machines went to work and flipped those votes just like they flipped the major election. That's why they have their majority in the Senate right now.
That's
a major charge, and I believe it, too.
You see the video from the original election in Georgia where – I mean, it clearly showed the woman running the same stack of ballots back through her machine. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll be conservative and say three times.
And what about that guy, that Republican, ostensibly Republican guy, that's claiming that we counted it all. He's an idiot. It's not a question of recounting the same wrong count. It's a question of verification of signatures, you moron. So go get an IQ or resign your job. But I made a comment, too. I don't know if they're reading our mail or what. I'm sure I'll get in trouble. But I put on Facebook, I said, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, when all this is said and done and we know what the results are, going by the Code of Federal Regulations and the sentencing guidelines, I say get the electric chairs out, warm them up. We're about to have a grisly barbecue.
Absolutely.
And I want every rhino in the seat just as much as I want every Democrat that participated in the seat.
Right.
I mean, we don't need these people anymore. The Rosenbergs, yeah. Remember those guys from World War II that sold the communist secrets to the A-bomb?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of some Jewish people tended toward leftist stuff. My dad was like that. My dad died a Bible-believing Christian, though. He wasn't like that at the end. But the point was the judge said in sentencing the Rosenbergs that he believed that what their espionage did was give the Soviet Union the power of the A-bomb when they did. Now, that's why they got fried. They were barbecued. I believe they deserved it. In fact, when you look at the case, her own brother turned them in. So this just, to me, why does Hillary Clinton get a pass when she was involved in Fusion One? Take that
right.
chair out, warm it up. I'm saying, if you guys are feeling guilty, if she's gone through a trial, you find her guilty, you don't got to pay me. I'll go flip the switch. I mean, what is the problem? I mean, seriously, this is this lady who's never been from New York in her life until they moved to, Chappaqua. I've always been a Yankees fan. I was like, what a liar. You can't even tell the truth on something minor like that. I mean, just this is insane. Anyway, I have no patience for them anymore. And that's the whole thing is that in Georgia, I tend to put the South in integrity ahead of the North. The North lost it. Where are you going to go up here that you've got any confidence in morals? New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, forget it. Pennsylvania, forget it. It's gone. These people are gone. Not everybody in the state, but, I mean, the leadership is gone. It's out to lunch, and it ain't coming
right.
back anytime soon. So, to me, when you attack Georgia, when you have a rhino sitting there doing all this stuff, I feel like beating the crap out of him. I really do. It's like, what the hell's wrong with you? You're going to give it to these morons?
You.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Like, and I mean, my whole thing, I think that the thing that bothered me the most, at least on the Republican side, is the lack of a backbone. Like,
yeah.
You know what's going on. You see it clear as day, but because you are afraid of a threat that's going to be made or whatever else.
I think so. I think that's what happened to Roberts. I think Chief Justice Roberts, they got to him because some of his rulings have been really twisted.
I mean, and I get that, especially when you had the situation with the one justice whose son was shot. And I'm sure that really struck home and made them feel like, hey, you know, we could all be vulnerable. But at the same time, if you feel that way, you have the ability, the authority to order all kinds of protection that a normal human being would never be able to get.
Right.
Do that and
mm-hmm.
stand your ground. Speak up. But we have a lot of wimps or idiots.
I think we've got a good service of a whole buffet of all kinds of weirdos. But, I mean, they were tending toward – they were like McCain. I always liked McCain. When Clinton got in, he made fun of McCain. I mean, you know, to me, anybody that still likes Clinton is like, you like the rapist. I'm really happy you like the rapist. To me, I mean, if that had been a sister or mother or cousin, I don't care what Secret Service was in there. I would have beaten the crap out of him. I would have found some way. I mean, just like that. Remember that moron, Yoram Vandersloot from the Aruba,
and
Natalie Holloway. They went down there, and he knew stuff. And you know what I would have done? I'm telling you, I told this to my mother. I said, you know, I wouldn't go and kill anybody, but what I would do is, I said, I would have taken about 7 guys with me. We would have chartered a yacht. We would have kidnapped them in the middle of the night, and there would be sodium pentothal administered till I found out what happened to my daughter. I mean, that's.
Indeed.
You know, I'm not going to let you hide behind your protections because of the Dutch system of justice sucks.
Right. And
you know,
and
he tried to blackmail the family later anyway to tell him you could show her where the grave is. And I was like, you are a bastard. I mean, he's in a Peruvian prison right now for killing a prostitute. I mean, he'll get his. But I'm saying it's just. That's what happened to this system that came too compromised, you know. Mitt Romney, too compromised. I voted for both those guys, by the way, because I didn't want Obama. I think Obama was terrible.
Now we're in his third term.
Yep, we are, because Joe Biden is not there. He is gone.
He's not.
I mean, he is. I don't blame him for his age, but I do blame the people that, that put him in there. I mean, he's essentially a. He doesn't even know what he's signing anymore. He cuts out in speeches. He can't complete the sentence. That's frightening to me.
It really is. I mean,
this is the guy
like,
with the nuclear launch codes, right? This is just what we need.
Right. Like, he can't. I mean, there was something, some speech he was giving right before he got elected, and there was one where he was saying he was running for, I think, the Senate. One,
yeah.
I couldn't even figure out what he was saying. He was just blah, 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 blah. And
he goes, you know the thing.
Yeah, you know the thing.
I know the thing. Okay. I love when he used to say he wanted to take Donald Trump out behind the woodshed. I was like, you know what? I if you'd like, let's go for a walk there now, Joe. I mean,
right.
What the hell is wrong with this guy?
Like,
I mean,
Joe,
really,
you really don't want to do that. Like,
Donald Trump is I think I told you that story. Look, he may be a little bit abrasive, but CEOs can be that way because they're supposed to make a decision, and they really can't tolerate indecision when they have people around them. They have to be able to give them the information according to their management style. But Donald Trump has run into situations. There was one where his limousine, I think, broke down on the Garden State Parkway. He and his driver were stranded, and this trucker came by and gave them a ride to the rest of the way to when he had the Taj Mahal Resort down in Atlantic City. A few weeks later or a few months later, the truck driver came home to his house to find out his entire mortgage had been paid off in full by Donald Trump.
That's amazing.
And
he's
I think
he's a good guy. He really is.
He really is. I think he is. I think his mother was a good woman, and
you
I think she raised him well.
Indeed.
And even
if
he wasn't a Christian before or a dedicated one, I think he is now. And I think God's using him powerfully.
I think so. And I think he did try his best with the power and platform that he was given to do make a turnaround in the country. I think he had a raw deal from the get-go. He started being attacked.
Yeah.
And my whole thought process behind that was, all of you were friends with him before. What is it that you know he knows or that you're scared he's going to do that you don't want coming out or coming to affect your shady business dealings or whatever?
Yeah.
And common sense people had to see that, they were relentless no matter what the man did. He was always wrong.
This impeachment of as a quote-unquote civilian status is insane, what they did. Insane. I think Pelosi, I don't know if she's stupid or what, but, you know, this they want to go investigate the so-called insurrection. Have you in your entire time when you were studying history ever heard of an insurrection without weapons? I mean,
Yes,
there were some agitators in there from Black Lives Matter and some of these other groups. I believe that. But there were people fanning these people into that area, into those offices. There were Nancy Pelosi ignored the request for beefed up security. She didn't do anything about it. I think she thought this would happen, and I think she peppered it with the right people to cause a trouble. But it was far from an insurrection.
Absolutely.
And, they told the whole story the way they wanted to, and I love that it's coming back around. And I hope she doesn't survive it. I mean, I'd like to see Miss Priss with her designer ice cream sitting in a jail cell eating the last of it. It's just incredible. But, I mean, too many Republicans were not willing to make the stand. They were too comfortable. And so Donald Trump came in there. I didn't even used to watch The Apprentice because I saw what kind of a CEO he'd be. He's very effective. But he doesn't. He says what he means and means what he says. And I think God used him powerfully. And I think he pleased God very much when he put the U.S. Capitol in Jerusalem. I thought that was beautiful. Everybody else was too much of a chicken to do it. He organized two peace accords, the Abraham Peace Accords, that were beautiful. And one of the analysts said the other night that they would have had probably the Palestinians signing in a couple of years had they not taken the sanctions away from Iran to allow them to kick up another storm over in that area. People need to hold a Biden accountable and responsible, even though he's probably not fully aware of everything. He still is the guy that signed it into law. He has systematically destroyed everything that he could get his hands on that Donald Trump put into effect. And now, look at the stock market. I mean, to me, people say, oh, it's fell again. I expected it much earlier than it has been falling now. I expect him to fall a hell of a lot more until they get his ass, until they get his butt out of there. Anyway, sorry, Christy. I don't mean to take all your time, but I love everything.
It's been a pleasure, Paul. Is there anything else I could help with right now?
Oh, no. It's just that I love talking to you. you're
a
fine woman, and you really do such a, I don't know, I just love talking to you. I feel very good about the country when I realize there are people like you here still, that haven't given up, and I'm not alone, and I haven't given up. I just am disgusted with where we are for the meantime, but we'll see if the good Lord's got a surprise or two coming. Oh, did you ever get a chance to buy My Neighbor John?
I didn't, but I am actually going to do that, like, as soon as we hang up.
I would love
don't have
to hear what
rush
you
of
think
calls.
About it. I want your honest. I want you to see it. Does it pass muster with you as a faithful, wonderful Christian lady? Does it pass muster with you? And let me know anything that bothers you so I can fix it for the next book, which I hope I do. But I already started writing it, but if this thing doesn't sell, I'm an unknown, and I'm trying to get the word out, and I've decided to wait a little bit. I was going to spend a lot of money on publicizing it. I talked to the guy the other day. I've decided to put it off a few months. I have a couple of ideas to make some money to get money for those kinds of things, and I'm going to put those into effect so it doesn't kill me as much. But anyway, thank you for your time. I'm sorry I took all of your time, but then again, I'm not.
It is always a pleasure, Paul. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling
too.
Eagle Moss.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.